that you need Porsche to drag it because you can't pick it up. So in such a case, there the derech is to drag the sack of money outside the house and not to pick it up. So I mean, their taka would be come labor the rabbi. Therefore, there's no kasha when we said that in the derech of Hagabor, there's no kinyan mashiach. Toshma, come bring another proof. It says, Brishus Meicher Lekono Atshiak Bienu. If something is Brishus Meicher, you're not kerner in the store itself. You can't be kerner something until you pick it up. Or you carry it outside, which Pasha means you make a Meshicha. So, Nash, if you go into a store to buy something, there are two ways you could buy this object. Either by picking it up, or else by dragging it outside. Almost, what do we see? Midi debar hagbor, even though it's something that here it says if you'd pick it up, you'd be kind of picking it up, but still, e boy bi agbor konilo, vi boy bi meshicha konilo. If you want to, you have your choice. If you want, you could still drag it outside and make the kinyan with meshicha. So here it's a kasha. Here you see something that could be done both ways. You could pick it up and you could schlep it, and still it says that it's a kinyan even schlepping, even with meshicha. So it's not like you that just said that for Mokam the Derech is the Meshicha, there's no Kinyan Hagbor. Skumarain says, Omri of Nachman by Yitzchak, no, Litzdodim Ketoni. The Mishnah means Litzdodim. That means, Midi Debar Hagbor, Bi Hagbor. If it's something that's light, not so heavy, that's a normal thing to pick it up, then you know what the Kinyan is? Hagbor, that's the Kinyan. But Midi Debar Meshicha, something that Derech is the Meshicha, to drag it, and Echonami, then talking the Kinyan is the Meshicha. So right, there's no steer on this side. It could be something that's a derech to pick it up. There's no kinyan meshicha. Then the ikka kinyan is, there's no kinyan meshicha. Right? The ikka kinyan is hagbor. Toshima, come in here. Now Mishnah. Hamoicha peris lechaveroi. If I'm selling you fruit, so moshach, if you make a meshicha on them, for loy modad, we do not measure how much you're schlepping. You're just schlepping. Koni, so it says you kona. So what's the kinyan here with Meshicha? He's schlepping out this sack of apples outside the store, even though we don't know how many apples are inside, but we do know the price of the apples. So he says, since you know the price, you're saying that later on we'll count how many apples I took, and I know how much I owe you, and I have a kinyan right now. So the question is, why? I perish is something you could pick up. It's a b'nei hagbon ninu. Uktoni, the koni the Meshicha. And still it says here that when you schlep it outside the house, you have a kinyan meshicha. So here you see, you could be kind of something with meshicha, even though it's possible to pick it up. So my answer is no. Hoka b'mayaskinon, b'shalifi ravrivi. I'll tell you, we're talking about here now again, a big sack. We're talking about a 50 pounder of potatoes. So when you want to buy 50 pounds of potatoes, it's not normally to pick it up, usually you schlep it. So therefore, that's what we're talking about. The guy is buying peris here, so peris, thick peris, large amount of peris, it's not a derech to pick it up, rather the derech is to be moshech, is schlepping it, therefore in such a case, the kinyan is meshicha. Penachtam, if you're only buying one or two apples, then your kinyan would not be meshicha, then the kinyan would be hagbo. For the Mori Hochi is so, aim a sefer. What does the sefer say? If you go to buy flax from your friend, it says, when you buy flax from your friend, you're only kind of when you make a meshicha. You have to move it from one place to another place. So the question is, auto pishton, pishlifu ravavi, to miloy avdi? Now, seriously, but I think that means hagbor. Now we said before that means hagbor. You have to make a kinyan hagbor, it means. Rashbam, yeah. Mokum mokum means mashiach is no good, but you have to pick it up. So the question is, why do you have to pick it up, mashma? Because it's small. That's the most question. Is this true? Does every time you sell flax, does it have to be a small amount? Can't it also be a large amount? Like auto frat gemara, auto pishton, bishlifei ravervi, mila yavdi. Doesn't it happen sometimes you could sell flax in a big bundles also? So why does it have to say the kinyan is dafka hagbor? If you're talking about now big bundles of peiros, so in the Sefer talk about the same thing about flax also. Talk about a big bundle of flax. And a big bundle of flax is too heavy to pick up. It'll also be the kinyan of Mashiach. So what are you telling me so clearly? The kinyan is Hagbor. So Gemara says yes. Gemara says Shani Pishtin de Mishtamit. Pishtin like falls out. Rashi says Shemachalik, it's like slippery. You can't make big piles of flax. Therefore, flax, the normal thing is to make small bundles of flax. So therefore, the kinyan of flax is Hagbor, picking it up, and not a kinyan Mashiach. So Nachtani, everything comes out very good. Something that's small, the derech is to make it b'Hagbor. But something that's heavy, then the derech is to make it with Mashiach, not with Hagbor. Yeah. Right, huh? Oh, Malay Ravina Ravashi, Ravina says Ravashi, Toshuma, come in here. It says Halacha, the Hemagasa, Niknis Bimasiro. If you want to buy a big animal, a Hemagasa, a cow or an ox, the Kinyan is Masira. I hand over the rein, you hand it over one to another, there's the Kinyan Masira. That's the Kinyan by the Hemagasa. Vihadaka, what about if I sell you a small animal, a sheep, a lamb? Pihagbo, the Kinyan is Bagbo, you have to pick it up. These are the words of Rabbi Meir. So far, it's very good. I mean, a daka is something that's there to pick it up, so the kinyan is picking it up, it's very good. But Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'chom maimrim, but Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, v'chom maimrim, daka b'meshicha, they say no. They say, v'heim a daka, a small sheep, a small lamb, the kinyan is meshicha. Draw it towards yourself. This is the question. It's a question now. For behema daka to bar hagabohi. A small animal like a small sheep, it's normal to pick it up. And that's what Ramea says. You have to pick it up. So how come Rav Shimon ben Elazar and the Chum both say you can make a kinyan Mashiach? Ukatoni, and it says here, the Chum say, Ukatoni, dekoni the Mashiach. And it says there clearly, according to Chachamim, according to Lachas, like the Chachamim, that you can make the kinyan with Mashiach. So the kasha on your side. Here you see even something small that has a derech to pick it up. You can pick up these small animals. Still we say, what's the kinyan? The kinyan is the Mashiach and doesn't say Hagbor. So Marian says, no, I'll tell you, Shani Behema. A Behema could be different. The Sarcha. It like pushes itself down. Like when you go to pick up a small, even though it's a small animal, it has resistance, like it resists against you. It's like pulling away from you. So therefore it's not so easy to pick it up. Even a small lamb, it's not so easy to pick it up. It like resists, it's like sircha, it pushes itself down. So therefore, it's not the biggest derech to pick it up. Therefore, it's also a derech to schlep it. So therefore, by behema daka, the kinyan is with Mashiach. Tei nachrami, something dead weight, that's very light, and then the derech would be to pick it up, so there the kinyan would only be hagbor, and not with Mashiach. Ravu Shmuel Diamar Tevayu. Both Rav and Shmuel both say that Kur Bish, somebody says like this, Kur Bishloishim Ani Mechlecho. I want to sell you right now a Kur for $30. Kur Bishloishim Ani Mechlecho. I have a Kur that's the measurement, let's say, of apples, whatever it is, and I want to sell it to you for $30. The loch is, Yocholach the boy, you could retract, Afilu Bisoach Reina. Even on the last saw, like a kur is 15 saw, so like I'm telling you, I'm selling you these 15 saw for $30. So Kozman, I didn't give you the 15 saws yet, I could retract, the mechir is not chal. Because I said clearly, kur bishleishim. In other words, I'm setting a price for the kur, the whole thing. So when I give you the whole kur, then it's chal the kinyan, then you have to pay me back the $30. What about if I say, Kur bishleishim so b'sel ani mechlecho. I'll sell you a kur that bishleishim so b'selah. In other words, that each so is worth a seller. That's what I'm selling you. So speaking out clearly, how much each so is worth? That each so is worth a seller. Then rishin kona. Every so that I measure out and give to you, the kinyan takes place. But since I broke it down and said clearly what I'm selling you for each saw, so therefore the kinyan is on each saw separately. So when I give you one saw, you have the kinyan, you kona.
Kanan.
Tarshima, come and bring your proof for this. It says, Im hoysa mido shalechad mehem rishon kona. Even though they didn't finish up, the midah, accounting it. So guess what? The Rai again, it says, if I'm selling things to you, and we're measuring it off, like you want to buy a saw, you want to buy 10 saw, and we have a measuring cup now, and I'm pouring my wine into your measuring cup. So rishon kona, whatever goes into the measuring cup, you kona. Even though it did not fill up completely. So you lechura why kagoin the yomalei hin b'shnei masa sloyim lug b'sel ani meich lecho. Lechura, you see clearly that since you said for each lug I'm selling you this much money, so even before I filled up the whole measuring cup, as much as goes in, you're kona right away. So you have a proof that if I say I'm selling you taka 30 saw, but every saw is for a dollar, so then every single saw I put in here, even before I finish to the 30, you have a kinyan right away. So there's a raya that when you mention the price separately, then every piece by itself is kona to you. The Mara says, that shenosos means there were marks there on the measuring cup to know exactly how many hins are there. That they were measuring marks on the measuring cups. So Kura Mormon to say here there's no real proof, because here it's much better. Here this measuring cup, Padafka, have like marks, so you knew exactly when one saw comes in, when two saw comes in, so here it's more like I'm selling you each saw separately. Therefore here, Taka, each saw that goes in, the sale took place. There could be there's no proof to our case here. Maybe it'll be our case it's one big sale, you mean everything or nothing. So Toshima, come on, be another proof. He says, you hired a worker to work for you today in the garden, in the fields. The dinar. He said, I'll pay you a dinar. So last ima legurin hayoin the dinar, or legurin yofa seller. And the whole garden is worth a seller. Shbam says, legurin yofa means chorei seller, but chol yoin. There's really, I could have got work for a seller, and I'm going to pay you now a dinner. As he paid him right now, early. So since he gave him the money right now, he paid him less. Like if you would have waited for the money, you're going to work, I'm hiring you now to work for me later on. So if you wait for later, I'll give you double the amount. If you want to take the money now, I'm giving it to you cheaper right now. I'll give you cheaper, but you could hold on to the money. So that's osur. Osur lahanas himenu. Because that's like an issa of ribbis. Rashbam says, the merse kiyoyge notale. It looks like ribbis. You know why later you're doing this work? I give you $1 now. And later you're doing $2 work for me. Why? Because since I gave you $1 before, it's like you paid me back ribbis. So that's also to do. Avulim schorim mehayoyim b'dinor liyoyim. If I hire you today for a dinner liyoyim, or legerin yofa b'sela amuta. Now vi sagadai dekur b'shloishim so b'sela ni merchlecho rishon kona. If you say when I say this loshin of kur b'shloishim, you mean to say each one separately. Hochinam hiros, you want to tell me kama koma misak posik, each one is a psak by itself, and then the yosl henes emenu midin liyom legerin yosasel amuter amai v'oganotelei. The kurul also look like ribbis. Samarin says omarav v'tizbro tezule v'tchiras miyoser, is it also like the mezalzel and tchiras maishna reisha maishna seifa reishad loy kovid behedya mehashto merzek yoganoter. The ratio you didn't speak out clearly looks like ribbis. Save for the COVID, Bahadei, since say if you're working with him, it doesn't look like ribbis. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this tomorrow again. Tomorrow, we'll do this one. I'm not clear.
You're holding up Fezayin Amar Aleph. Again, just last Gemara just was, it said again on Pei Vov and Vezvo, that Toshima, If you hire a worker and you hire him right now, Nissan time, and you tell him, listen, I'll pay you a dinner for a day,